What's up, people? It's your boy Random Joe.
Tactical Nuke incoming!
It's your boy Mike Nuke, aka Nukem.
And we are
Opinions of Some Average Bros.
Without further ado, let's get to the show.
Yes, sir.
Today we're going to be talking about sexual liberation. As far as what we'll be talking about with sexual liberation, it's my opinion that sexual liberation for women is a win for men. That's just my opinion, and I'm going to tell y'all why. And it's not, in my opinion, this great thing for women as they would like to proclaim. But men are like, yo, keep doing what you fucking do. Please be as sexually liberated as possible. Straight up. We love it. If y'all love it, we love it. Please keep that coochie liberated. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Sexual liberation, you know. Just a woman having control of her body. Being able to sleep with who she wants to sleep with, how she wants to sleep with them in any ways, anytime, as many people as she wants to sleep with, because it's her body and she sexually liberated. Sounds like a good time. That means more hoes for us. Straight up. You got to be a fool as a man to complain about this sexual liberation shit. Because the thing is, not every woman gonna do it. So if you want a wife or a girlfriend or somebody like that, sexual liberation actually helps you trim the fucking fat. That's why I said sexual liberation for women is a win for men. It helps you better identify the hoes, the thoughts, the thought pockets, the skeezers, and the scallywags. It really does, you know? Sexual liberation, yo. Again, like I said, it helps you identify who you don't want to fuck with and who's easy to fuck with when you just out there doing your thing. For the brothers just out there doing their thing, sexual liberation is amazing. For the dudes looking for love, sexual liberation is amazing because, like I said, it helps you identify the thought pockets. Because the thing about sexual liberating is power, it's empowering to women. It's liberation. Therefore, they're not going to be quiet about it. Like a woman that's into that sexual liberation shit, she has no problem proclaiming that shit to a man that's a potential suitor. As if it's a desirable trait. I'm just living my life. I'm just doing me. I'm young, just having fun out here. When a man hear all they hear is dicks, 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 and mo dicks. Motherfucking cock carousel. That's what we hear. But we'll hear it. Box you in where you put yourself at. Smile and continue to. Let's be sexually liberated together. But all ideas of a relationship later on when you ready to settle down, after you done being liberated, that shit went out the window when you told him about said liberation. And they can't help because they twisted this shit into something positive in the sense of pride. And we all for it. Please tell on yourself. We ain't people be like, if a girl is a hoe, how you gonna know? She would tell us because there's no shame to it in their mind. You ain't even got to do the whole facts. You know what I'm saying? Most of these chicks, y'all watch the show Kendra G. What's her favorite questions? It goes like this. And this was sexual liberation brought into the world. And this is why it's good for men, because it just exposes people. Sexual liberation brought this into the world right here. Kendra G asked these women, when was your last relationship? They'd be like, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Cool. When was the last time you had sex? It'd be like, last night, last week, 2 weeks ago. You notice the big difference? Ain't been in a relationship in a long time, but still out there smashing. power of the sexual liberation. Cool. She grown. Do what you do. Then the next question. So that man you had sex with a day ago, why? Is he an officer for a relationship? Like, you say you ain't been in a late relationship in a year, but you had sex with this day ago, with this guy a day ago. Why ain't you with that guy? Oh, he ain't relationship material. But he getting the draws material. And because of sexual liberation, women don't even see how bad that sound, how hoish that sound, how ignorant that sound, and what a turnoff it is for any possible man. They would say this shit loud and proud on the internet with a woman with over, what, 500,000, 600,000 subscribers with a very popular channel. They would say this kind of shit. So you know they'll say it in public too, because there's no shame. You know, sexual liberation has got motherfuckers showing their true colors with no shame. And men are here for it. Because there's a place for hoes. There's a place for sexually liberated women. There's a place for thigh pocket skeezers and scallywags. A man that's a real dude, he's going to find that place and utilize that properly. Because we know and understand that all women are going to do it. All of them not. All of them don't believe in that shit. So those are the ones that's going to get the husbands. Now, you see the stats out there saying this percent or that percent, high percentile of women will never get married. Sexual liberation is the reason why. One of the many reasons why. Sexual liberation is one of the reasons why a lot of these women not going to get married in the future. Straight up. Because they have no shame and they put the information out there. Like I said, you don't even have to get the whole facts no more. These women proudly tell you that I'm just dating, I'm seeing people, I'm hanging out, I'm having my fun, I'm living my best life. Cool. They tell you this now. Sexual liberation don't do nothing but help men properly identify the thoughts, the skeezers, and the scallywags. Straight up. It's the best thing ever, man. They thinking they doing something all great. No, you trimming the fat for us. We love it. And until you ready to settle down, sexual liberated women mean a great world for guys out there living their best life. You get to get it in. You get to have fun. It's plenty. If you a young dude out there trying to soil your raw oats, as the saying go, the sexual liberation is giving you plenty of women to practice with. Plenty. Plenty. And since they sexually liberated, you ain't gotta lie. Cause they like, I got friends. So so it's like, you don't even have to sneak and lie with them. You just bust them down. But the thing about it, why I say it's a women, it's sexual liberation is a win for men, because in the end, that sexual liberation lifestyle is going to come back to hunt them. Because women care about a man's future. We care about a woman's past. That man going to benefit from these sexual liberated women by just really getting sex, getting a lot of companionship, therefore getting his social skills up in interaction with women, and get his sexual skills up and, you know, perfecting his fucking performance because of all these sexually liberated women. So when he do get with the woman that wasn't participating in that shit, he has an understanding of women, an understanding of his body, an understanding of the female body, dealt with enough women to interact and get along with women. Therefore, he's finna rock somebody's world and he gonna lock her in. These sexually liberated women, they're going to be good at something too. It's going to be, it's something called a got 10,000. They're going to be real amazing at that. But any man of value ain't going to play that shit, because the first thing they're going to think is like, how you got so good at this? It's from muscle memory, girl. Your neck and them jaws, your neck and your jaw, they used to call a jawbone, got motherfucking muscle memory from all the cock meat sandwiches that she done gobbled down in her years of sexual liberation. That shit is fucking wacky nuts, man. And it's crazy how they can't get it. It's crazy how motherfuckers don't see that. The problem with sexual liberation. So we're going to listen to this. I found these couple videos on YouTube, right? You know, I don't like to just like throw my opinions out there all day, you know? So, you know, go on YouTube, comment, react to some other stuff that people have to say about sexual liberation. The great thing about it is that I found some women. Matter of fact, bring up content real quick if you want to come up. I don't really know how to bring people up, to be honest. Your racial hand, maybe. Oh, there you go. You come up if you want to come up. Yeah, the sexual liberation thing, man. It's a complete win for men, y'all. Fellas, it is awesome. It is awesome. It helps you identify the ones you don't want and identify the ones you do. What's going on, man? What's going on, content?
What's up with your brother? What are we talking about today?
Sexual liberation, man. How, in my opinion, it's a win for men.
Yeah, it's a win for men, but it's a L for the culture.
Definitely.
And when you say win for men, let's highlight that there's only a select group of men that win, right? So at the end of the day, it's only two men that win from sexual liberation. That's the dudes who even got the time to even chase these women around. So the productive men, they at work all day. They trying to build some shit. There's a lot of them that got money. They not even chasing women around. So the type of men that actually win is a small group of men. I'm not one of them people that can go without sex. I don't do that being celibate. I just, that's not my lane. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
But I still don't chase pussy.
No,
I'm not chasing women. Listen, no, I've done that before. I went a whole year without having sex. But like where I'm at in life, I'm not going more than a month without getting some pussy. You get what I'm saying? I just work too hard, but that's just me. I'm saying, to each his own.
Don't forget to check us out live streaming every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time on YouTube. Opinion Us and Average Bros. And follow us on Instagram at OOSAB_podcast_ for more updates on our content. Now back to the scheduled show.
I've definitely been a year. I've been to Iraq twice and Afghanistan twice. And while I'm over there, I never did anything. And because I'm too busy trying to stay alive, you know? So I definitely understand, you know, restraint and discipline. And it's female soldiers over there, but I was in the military. I was a sergeant. And I ain't trying to mess with none of these young soldiers and shit.
Can you bring some people up? I don't mean to interrupt you, but can you bring some people up
so
they can join the conversation?
Oh, definitely.
Happy New Year. Content got me rolling. But well said, though, Content.
What's up with your big bro?
What's up, Joe?
Bring my bar OFG up here. Bring my nigga Haas. And you can bring Jade up. She's really a cancer to the community, but she should still be a part of the conversation.
She's pretty cool.
It's 23. I'm calling the shit what it is. I'm calling a spade. If you don't like me, unfollow me.
That sucks, Content. Actually, it's a compliment to be a cancer in your eyes, because how fucked up you are.
Damn, it's like that.
Yeah, the good people I know it's bullshit. But when he calls us bad, we're pretty amazing. How you doing, Joseph?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
No, I can't complain.
Yeah, I was just talking to content about how I think sexual liberation is a win for men. He said it's a win for some men because for the ones that want to chase sex. But when in a sexual liberation world, you don't really have to chase sex because they come to you because they're liberated. It's not really, the chase ain't what it used to be in its sexual liberation days. And I just think it's a win for men because it helps you trim the fat.
It's an L for us in the long run because sexual liberation has bred a generation of degenerate bastard children.
Oh yeah, definitely. But you can't stop a woman from doing what she want to do. So it's just one of those things that come with it. So you got to take the pros from it, as in trimming the fat, as in being able to identify the more qualified women for marriage, because the ones that sexually liberated are so boastful with it that they gonna tell you about it. They have no problem telling you. Like these sexually liberated women would tell you that they sleeping with 3-4 dudes as you trying to talk to them yourself. Cause it's like no more shame behind, you know, slut walk, WAP. Just sexual liberation in general, it's a shameless culture. And it, like I say, it's good for vetting. And it's good for putting people in the pocket they need to be in.
Okay, so the only thing that I don't like about this shit, bro, the sexual liberation, is being led by characters. When I say characters, these people are playing roles that they don't play in real life. Cardi B is encouraging these women to be sluts and not do house duties, but they going home to their husband. They getting cheated on and they staying. They not going no fucking where. Even Megan Thee Stallion, the midst of all this whole shit she been doing, she still got a man. Yep. Young Miami. Diddy is making her look like a fucking clown because he's paying her. All this shit that these women, all this shit that they talking about, but they don't understand. The women that's telling y'all shit don't even subscribe to this same bullshit, but they just eating it up, and they eating it up. You know what? Reckoning coming, though. And they ask for the look. You know, let me mute the fuck up. You know what y'all got it.
You're 100% right. The sexual liberation stuff is some of the worst shit to happen, because in the long run, it's not going to, the women that practice it intensely ain't going to be where they want to be. Just like Beyonce, she had that song To the Left, had these women leaving man for anything. Jay-Z cheated on her. Where's she at? She stayed with her husband. She in To the Left shit. She made a little couple bitter songs on that Lemonade album, but she's right fucking there. Because she understand that he was a man of a certain quality, status, and value, and she wasn't just going to throw all that shit away with the father of her children over, you know, a discrepancy. But at the same time, her music was telling her beehive following stalkerish motherfuckers something completely different. And people are really gullible when it comes to their favorite celebrities. They suck that shit right up, man. But you're right. You're 100% right. They ain't out here practicing what they preach. Because they get it. They know what it takes to get a man and hold a relationship, but the music is saying otherwise. But I'm not mad at them, because these people they talking to, a lot of them are adults. If you can't,
because they actually value the men, they actually value them. That's the difference. A lot of these women don't value men. A lot of these women been getting cheated on their whole life by niggas that can barely keep a job, but they want a nigga who's six figures to be faithful. Just try to wrap your mind around dumb shit like that. It's insane. They might as well say they want to be a Power Ranger or something. Like, bro, like the stuff that I hear, I can't do it. Meragi, you got to save me, bro. Jump in there.
What you got, Meragi?
All I can add to this, man, a lot of rape has gone up. STI has gone up. Autism has gone up. The value, but the one thing that has gone down is successful marriages. A lot of things in our society has been damaged on both parts. But sexual liberation, to be honest, has taken the value away from most women. And most of them are conned into it, you know? And it's sad, you know what I mean? It's sad to see, but it is what it is, you feel me? Majority of them won't realize it. Nobody can be Father Time. This is Mother Earth, but no one's going to be Father Time. So eventually, some of them are going to realize it, that they're not really liberated as they think they are. But that's life.
Yes,
I can agree with you, Content. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say his name on this damn stage. It's Dusty Ekness. Aragi, I can completely agree with you. It's, sometimes it is you damned if you do, damned if you don't. We can tell women how to, younger women how to carry themselves. But, I mean, do you believe that is going to happen? Like, because if I'm just a regular person telling women that, you know, hey, you know, preserve yourself, have pussy management, good pussy management, understand that, make sure before you actually engage, he actually values, it's actually means something. Me saying it holds no weight when social media is saying, go give it up. You know what I mean? This is the way that you can win. A man will trick a bag off of you if you open your legs. So, I mean, damn, you damned if you do, damned if you don't. I just try to focus on what I can control, which is myself.
That's why the Middle East got it right.
What they got right?
Nah, brother. They keep their foot on their neck because the paradox of choice that got everybody fucked up right now.
I wish I had a soundboard. I hit that ding right now. Ding! Because you 100% right.
It's crazy how arranged marriages work more than people having their own selection. That's crazy. You feel me? So, and they really have a value of marriage. The divorces rate, I don't even want to talk about the numbers, but divorce shouldn't be an option unless it's like
adultery or wife beating.
Yeah, those two. That's it. If it's not those two, nah, y'all better figure it out. Y'all better figure it out respectfully.
That's why when a lot of women say they divorced their husband. If we close enough and I know him well, I'll be like, so did he cheat on you? Did he put hands on you? And then, nah, we just grew apart. I know right then and there she bogus as fuck.
Most of the time, they just got bored. They just need to listen. I just wish women had the fucking nuts to just say what it is. They just so damn deceptive. Like, just say what it really is. You got bored and you think you can do better. We'll be cool with that. We would understand. It would make men step their game up. More men will work out. More men will be focused on better jobs. Okay, I got to keep her. But do women do that? No. They'll put on 200 pounds while they with a dude. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Samuels exposed that. He had a video talking to a woman, said, if your husband told you he divorcing you in 90 days, would you lose the weight? She said, yeah, but you won't lose it for the man who married to you.
Don't forget to check us out live streaming on YouTube every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just type in Opinion of Some Average Bros and we'll come up. Also, follow us on Instagram at OOSAB_podcast_. Say again, OOSAB_podcast_. All right, back to the show.
Real talk though, arranged marriages, bro. I think relationships and marriage are going downhill at the moment when women were able to choose for themselves. I know they're going to call this misogynistic, et cetera. But back when you had to go through the brothers and the dad, those were men that loved you. Those were men who were built to protect you and been protected your whole life. They're going to vet that man and choose the best one for you in the things that matter. The moment women was able to choose their own mate, they started choosing based on shit that don't matter. Oh, he got muscles. He got tattoos. He got swag. That stuff is cool and all, but none of that stuff matters in the real world, in this consumer-driven economy, in this adult world, and none of that shit matters with character, integrity, or things of that nature. But the father and the brothers knew what it take, well, been best for their baby sister and or his baby girl. And they would choose the hardworking, shorter guy with the receding hairline that, you know, he wasn't ugly. No, he just won that physical specimen or that super cool dude that she want. But they like, yo, this dude family has this, this, and this. He got this and this skill set. He has this and this education. He's going to be this. He has this kind of work ethic. He has this kind of character. They looking at that. Because number one, they want her to be happy and taken care of. And they not going to choose a dude that they going to have to come beat his ass or kill later for fucking over her. So they going to pick that right candidate. And that's when shit was working. But the moment, let us choose, stay out of our business, arranged marriages, oppressed liberation. Boy, they started choosing wrong in a motherfucker. They started choosing wrong as shit. Like, it's ridiculous. That's why the futures of the world has so many kids. Just the broke futures, the rich futures, just the futures of the world.
Nah, 100%, man. I think that's a good point. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we had these conversations about black men, black women, X, Y, Z. And then, you know, people will pop out and be like, all right, fuck it. I'm tired of talking about this. What's the solution? This is literally the solution right here. You get what I'm saying? Arranged marriages. That is the solution, bro. But then they go just ignore that. Nah, we don't want to do that. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit be funny.
Or people just got to... Their version, what they would call settling, that's what I think would be another solution too, because it's not really settling, to be honest. I do think people just gotta know who they are. And I mean, just because if a woman's like a dime piece, right, like an OD dime piece, and she has a poor attitude, she's automatically a three off rip. No matter how no matter how bad a woman is, like, so it's a lot of stuff. Like, arranged marriages is a thing too that will help, but also people gotta know themselves too. A lot of people don't know themselves. That's what I think the real problem is, and chemistry is important. So, and another thing too, like, if they make freaking what's that thing? What was the discussion I had last time? Birthing licenses. If you put birthing licenses and start shunning people, you feel me? And then about shunning women, like, yo, you got how many dudes? Or you a thot? You straight shunning them, like, and we practice de-discipline. This whole thing will be shut down. Stop liking promiscuous women pictures. We that's all that. Let's be like, yo, put a shirt on in the comments, or where your father at? Where your uncle at? Like, we gotta start really jumping on it if we really want to change. We gotta be those old men, or call it what you want, but. We gotta just start from somewhere, bro. Respectfully, you know what I mean?
Meragi, you got a point. I just thought about it. You literally have to pass a test to be able to operate a motor vehicle, but you don't need no qualifications to have as many kids as you want. You actually, the shit you just said, a lot of people gonna say is crazy, but it actually do make sense.
And
Maxine,
right?
Why don't you come up? Maxine, talking about we need to pander more. I pander to your ass, all right.
We need to pander more.
That's not happening. I don't even compliment women no more.
I don't.
It's unfortunate because I grew up in an era where it's like, yo, what's up, Miss Lady? What up, beautiful? How you doing? Yo, I woke up and I'm glad I saw you. All that. It's a dub for all of that. And me personally, I will never pander no more, but. I do think panderers and pick-me's are toxicity to the society. At first, I used to love hearing pick-me's, but then I realized that the pick-me is an illusion, and we shouldn't be tricked into that. We have to put our people on that too. Don't trust the pick-me, because they're just some, not all of them, but some of them are more dangerous than they presume to be. Respectful.
I agree with you, Meragi. I don't think it's a lot of men. On this app, they want the Stepford Wife robot. They really can't hold weight to a lot of women that actually have an opinion. I'm not saying somebody got to be an asshole, right? But if somebody has an opinion, it doesn't mean she's a bad individual. But I realize, like, there's some weaknesses that actually show when they want a woman that is very much so robotic and she agrees with everything a man says and whatnot. Like, that's weird. I don't even think a lot of men pander to women, but they also pander to their homeboys. I don't know. I don't know. It's just, it's high school all over again. And
Jade, yes. I'm going to cut you off. I just want to say one more thing, too. OFG, okay. Do me one favor. I'm going to prove to you about the whole pick me thing. Granted, there are half of the pick me's are real, and they really do believe it. But talk to a pick me on Clubhouse. Like, try to have conversations with her and really get, and you'll get to, and she will show her true colors. The reason I did sales for a long period of time, for about 5 years. So it's like pitch and vocal tones and all that, and how condescending remarks and tone of voice. I can hear all that real easy. And it's hard to really detect the mischievousness, the anger and the resentment of men in the pick-me's voice. At first, I was caught as well, off guard. Like, oh, she's saying all the right things. But it's all a lure. It's a lure. Just like I thought about it logically, just hear me out. I was thinking about it. I had time to think about this. The women who are angry on the app, who we think are angry, they feel the same way when they hear men who speak about women who they're angry at, who they think that we're angry about, but we're just voicing our opinion. And you notice how we'd be like, yo, nah, he's talking facts. He's talking facts. But the woman don't hear it. And because they're angry too, because they get it. There's like a miss a link in the communication. That's really what it is. But you notice how when Pander is to say everything right, it's like, even if they're putting down their own side, they just want to make it seem like they're right. And then when you actually know them, they're the opposite. People act differently. I noticed that. It's hard to explain, but I wish y'all could understand that. But trust me, pick-me's ain't really what it. Not all of them. Some of them are real, but half of them are fake, bro. I'm telling you.
I different perspective, too.
I get where you coming from, right? And this is what I be saying about what the chicks be saying. It don't got to be one or the other as an extreme, right? Like on this app, yeah, I agree. You get what I'm saying? Most of them, like, you know, XYZ. I ain't just about to offer up a compliment, that type of shit. But when I'm in my real life, you get what I'm saying? Chick come my way, and she come around how she's supposed to. Then, yeah, I'm a complimenter. You get what I'm saying? I'm just not going to not compliment a chick. Like, you dig what I'm saying? Like, am I making sense?
Yeah. Perfect sense. You make sense? In real life and, like, on the streets. But even though, I'm not going to front, I toned down a lot. I toned down a lot in regard. Maybe because I'm in New York, so it's different. Like, I don't, yeah. Unless, like, it's crazy eye contact and she's giving me the 30, like, and I'm like, no, but I see I could, but I'm still not going to respect.
Go ahead, Jay.
That's also like a lot of these pick-me's on this app are faking it, because if you were just really so agreeable, so yes, sir.
You'll be with a man.
Yep, you will be with somebody. The same way when it comes with, they like when they argue, right? They have this tone. And I can do it too. And I can change my, but I'm not going to do that for these dudes on this app, right? Because I'm a balanced person. And if you are trying to comply with every man, like your respect is just given. I think respect is the baseline. But if you are operating from submission, no matter what, who the man is, you'll probably open your legs to whatever. Does that make sense? Because you have no discernment. You're looking at all men as like equal. Versus someone like me, I'm being completely honest, I'm balanced. Like, I respect men as the baseline, but it's different. My man is going to get everything in them because I vetted him properly, versus these dudes on the app. They want to kind of beat you into like this submissive character, but you don't deserve it. I don't trust y'all, right? Submission comes with trust, you know, somebody actually respecting you. Like, and a lot of times I'm going to be completely honest. I go into rooms to troll dudes that have, like last night's room, I went into that space to troll dudes that have disrespected me on numerous occasions, right? They have this idea that I don't like black men. No, I love black men. I just don't like y'all asses, right? Y'all have the ability to mistreat and disrespect over and over again. Finally, when I respond, I'm the problem. And I also pay attention to the men that are fine. Like, you never even had any type of conversation with me or any type of interaction with me, right? But you don't even want to experience me as a person. You listening to what your homeboy said, but don't realize that your homeboy's disrespected me 3 to 4 times before I came to troll them. So y'all have a lot of misguided individuals around you guys, And I think a lot of men are pandering to their homeboys because they were picked last in kickball. And this is not in like a gay way or anything. It's just that they never were given any type of level of visibility socially. Right. They don't know how it is to be the cool homeboy. They want acceptance from men because they don't really have homeboys. And it's like, if you in your 30s looking for new niggas on the app to be homeboys with, you're weird, because the enemy is never turned to enemy. A friend is turned to enemy. So the fact that you're creating these relationships and these alliances with men that you don't know, you don't even know where they're coming from. You don't know their baseline. You don't know their purpose. Oh, that's easy for them to line you up. So miss me with that shit. But if you think the pick me is the preferred candidate, I apologize. A lot of those bitches are probably ran through. A lot of those bitches are switching up in the relationship. It's a representative as its best. But good luck.
My problem is the pick me term is sometimes overused. I've noticed that a lot of women throw out the pick me term every time a woman hold another female accountable. And the shit can be logical and make perfect sense, but they use pick me as an attack to try to discredit what the woman is saying because it has validity to it. So that pick me term get through that around a lot as a defense mechanism against this woman's truth. Because sometimes that woman might actually believe that and it be making logical sense. But since it's not sticking to girl code, they call her a pick me, as if she's supposed to stay in girl code even when the shit is just wrong and ignorant. And it's the same way with the guys that pandering. Sometimes the pandering just be holding man accountable, do screen pandering. But in a lot of cases with the man, more so than with the women, the dudes themselves be sounding like they don't believe what they saying because the pandering be that intense. Like, dude, you can't really believe what you're saying.
I'm sorry, Joseph.
But
I just want to add, but if you realize the pick me, like the reason why you know a pick me, how to pick out a pick me, she holds women accountable, but she would never hold men accountable. Right? Everything a man says is, yeah, I can get what you're saying. And the man is right. The man could be dead ass wrong. Right? Because we're just like, let's remove the sex, what's in between our legs, right? There's this, think of a humanity, right? She shouldn't have done that shit, regardless. If it was a woman, it's wrong. If it's a man, it's wrong, right? But they'll be like, well, I understand. I understand why he felt like that. But they'll call out women and hold women accountable. I'm an equal opportunist.
That's true.
I'm an equal opportunist when it comes to, yeah, he dead ass wrong, but you dead ass wrong too, right? You're probably going to get more of a realistic version of a woman that can see the wrong in both sexes, and that's not looking for men to accept them. Because I'm going to be completely honest, a lot of the pick me's, the reason why they're pick me's on the app is because they are not socially accepted outside. They're probably ugly. There's something to them. They're not really attractive in the physical form, or if they're attractive in the physical form, they lack personality. And a lot of men will fuck a woman, but they will not carry on a relationship with somebody that cannot be their fucking friend and lack any type of personality. So be mindful of that as well.
I disagree
with that, but
yeah, it's a shaming tactic, right? It's a shaming tactic, that a term that women coin for other women, that basically, and now they're trying to redefine it. But when it first was used, it was a term coined for other women that were agreeable, that were not combative, that were agreeing with men. And then women was like saying, okay, you're a pick me. In other words, that you'll do anything to be chosen, like this so-called club, that girl, and like you belong to a club and you're going outside of that type of barrier that's there. And it's just like, when you ask women that are married, most women that are married or happily married, if those women didn't take their relationship status, you would consider a woman a pick me. You would say, you're a pick me. If they didn't take their relationship status and just was a regular woman, they'd be like, okay, you're a pick me, because I exhibit all the traits
that a man would want and being agreeable and not being to where I'm problematic. Oh, hey, baby, you're a pick me. And that's really what it comes down to in all essence. It's a shaming tactic, and it's terrible that I get it. Like, if a woman was just like being a dunce and being brainless and just like blind. No, that's what I haven't seen. I have seen women that was just like, oh, yeah, I agree with that. That makes sense. And then women automatically be like, okay, you're not a part of the club.
I wanted to speak to that.
Go ahead, Maxine. Look, hold on. Let's share the room. Toby, you can come up, brother. We're not going to do Joseph like this. I don't know if this is his first room, but this is the first time I've seen him do a room, and this brother always comes to support me. Let's share the room. Maxine, you got the mic, and let's turn up.
Thank you. No, I mean, I've been in some of these rooms, like the Exoticals. I don't know if you know those rooms. But sometimes some of these ladies, like the ones they're calling pick me, sometimes I just, it's beyond me, because these men sometimes be saying stuff that's just like totally wrong. You know, I've heard in some of those rooms where some men are just talking to these women like trash, and these women are supporting them, still saying, oh no, he's right. We love his content. We love what he's saying. But they're calling this woman hoes. They're saying, oh, if you don't cook, you should do this. You should do that. Just all of these things. I even heard one guy tell this lady, oh, my wife, talking about, well, I don't even know if it was his wife, but he's basically saying a woman can't be with him, like, if she's not willing to be sexually available all the time. And these other women are in there saying, well, yeah, it's your duty. If you don't, he will sleep with someone else. My thing is, if you're with me, and because I don't want to do that, then go ahead and sleep with someone else. But don't try to hang that over women's head. I think a lot of times too, you know, society puts so much pressure on women now, like, oh, you better give sex. If you don't, he's going to leave. I mean, you can do all that. And if they want to sleep with someone else, they're going to do it. So I don't like the, you know, the other guy, Rico, was saying that these pygmies are wives or whatever. Some of these women are not wives. They just agree with whatever men say to get the attention. I'm done. And then even after they do that, still, you know, he's just doing that for you for a moment, but it's just like, is he really with you, or is he just with you because you're agreeing to this foolishness? I'm done.
Agreeability is a very attractive trait and necessary in a sustaining relationship. And the way, sex is her duty. Now, any logical man understands that if she got a headache or not feeling well or sick or something, to restrain and be like, okay, baby, I get it if you love her. But overall, sex is her duty, just like it's mine, to kill the spiders, get rid of the mice, and run off that burglar. Like, a man is expected to die for this woman and their kids. And if it's too much of a burden to give me some cheeks when I want it, when I'm expected to take a bullet for you, that's problematic. And the love is one-sided at that point. What's up, Big Mike? Welcome to the room, man.
What's good? What is good? My bad for coming in late. Been tired. Had some family over. They stayed over late, so I'm trying to catch some sleep.
I have a question for you guys. So why don't the panderers and the pygmies get together? Because y'all both want to be seen. And y'all want a relationship. See, a pick me to me really isn't even a pick me, because she's not being picked. That's really a problem. But when it comes to, like, I'm a balanced person, right? And I'm a balanced person. So I'm, like I said, I'm equal opportunity. I understand men and I understand women. And I can understand both points of views. And I'm a call out bullshit on both ends. I think a lot of men feel like they're right just because they have a piece of meat in between their legs. And a lot of men on this app are very, like I said, they're intellectual dumbasses. And there's a lot of women that are intellectual dumbasses too. I think the problem is when we are calling out that something is unauthentic, and but we have no interest in you, be mindful, because 9 times out of 10, I've seen the women that are, oh, this is how a lady should act, calling dudes bitch ass niggas. And then I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize. 30 minutes later, nigga, shut up. Oh, they break character.
I hate that voice. I hate that voice too.
Listen, they don't even realize that they're breaking character. Like, I'm sorry. I understand. And I'm going to be honest. I kind of laugh at y'all when women are telling you, like, no, she's being unauthentic. There is something up with her. Either we've seen it or we know it. And they break it. So be mindful of the individuals that are being performative. You can hear their voice. When people are performing, the way they talk, it doesn't break, right? It's an act. Same way with the men that are pandering. But I wonder, like, why won't the panderers and pick-me's get together and just stay out of my back channel? Like,
every single woman you know that has not proposed to a man is a pick-me.
You said what? Every single woman that has not proposed?
Every single woman on this earth that has not proposed to a man and successfully got married off of her proposal is a pick-me.
Yep, she's waiting to get picked.
Oh, I don't think wives are pick-me, though, Joseph. I don't think women that are married
been
or
chosen.
Relationships
They've
are pick-me. Those are chosen, right?
So every woman
pick me. No, they're not. I think y'all missing her point. Listen, Jade is trying to... Right. Listen,
I can dismantle that point, too, if you like.
Hold on, listen. I just want you to understand something. Jade is a different type of beast. So I'm going to yield the mic to see what you can do. But if you can't handle her, I'm going to have to clean it up. I was just about to pack her ass up. But you got it.
No. But I want to get it. Yeah, I'm going to be quick, too, because I only got so much time tonight. So the pick-me thing, as that arose, I always found that interesting, right? Because it really is the game that all women are playing, right? Like, you're doing all this shit, dating this guy, so eventually he picks you. Simple as that. As far as the breaking character and... Damn, it was a good word that you had used, vomit before saying the breaking character that I wanted to read, but come back to. But I think that, right, like, on this app, right, you've got people who recognize that they are in close proximity to something they might want to taste. And so they put a face on and get in the back channel. I've seen it too many times with my homegirls who are on this app. I can promise you I won't be DMing any of you ladies. It's not my MO. But it's just weird to me, right? Because the paradigm that we're at right now, right, is the rules, not even rules, right? Like, we got people wanting to change what's been the custom. And then you got a bunch of men that are, like, trying to figure out whether or not this is suiting them. You know, the other guys who are just like, yeah, you know, I can see where this is headed, and it's not producing any fruit that I'm interested in. And I really just think that those are the three big houses that you see here in Clubhouse.
My problem with pick me is that it's always immediately attached to a negative connotation in a lot of instances. And like Rico has said, it's a form of sign language. It's shaming, insult, guilt, right? As soon as a woman is agreeable, she get called a pick me. It's like getting called a lame, a loser, or a snitch. You just got immediate negative connotation. Now, what Jay said, I had witnessed it before. I witnessed women that changed their voice to that little squeaky Phil Mice voice and try to talk. Next thing you know, they cussing and sound like a New York dude on the subway arguing. And I witnessed this, and I watched them call dudes BS, N-words, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, yo, where did all this extreme femininity disappear to. So I've witnessed that right here. So she's 100% right about that. That, but my biggest problem is that women are just, they go straight to pick me anytime a woman breaks the girl code on some bull crap. All agreeability.
What the fuck is
get chose? But that's the whole point to get chose. They saying like wanting to get picked is a bad thing in general when it's not
at all. It's literally the goal. And they're like, oh yeah, I'm looking for a husband. The right man's gonna find me. He'll wash me up because he'll see my value.
We all want to get picked at some point by somebody that loves, admire, and respect us. That's this life stuff is about. So, like, I don't understand why pick me is such a negative thing.
I think y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Like, pay attention to what I'm stating and not the word, right? Everybody wants some level of companionship. That is true. Be it when it's something, someone dating somebody intentional, or even if somebody's off the market, if they're looking for a relationship, they're going to want somebody sooner or later, right? So I'm not talking about women that want relationships. I'm talking about the individuals that will fall on their knees for everybody. Like, they don't even have enough discernment to see that this motherfucker really isn't shit. He's playing you. Like, she's basically for anybody. If that makes sense. Anything a man says is correct. When a woman says it, it's wrong. Even though a woman could have been valid in what she stated. Listen, I literally heard a woman say that, like, well, beat up on another woman because she got, like, I want to say DV, domestic violence, so in her relationship. And she was like, well, it's your fault because you don't know where the man was coming. Like, that right there is wrong, right? Like, nobody should be, that's the same way. If a man talk about he was getting his ass whooped in the relationship or being verbally abusive, no. You're wrong as fuck, woman. Sit your ass down. But there are women like, well, you don't understand why he hit you. And yada, yada, yada. Well, it's the same woman that will actually make excuses for rape. I'm talking about in the humanity, wrong is wrong and right is right, no matter what's in between your legs.
No, your example of Pit Me, I 100% agree with, and it's right. What I'm saying is that Pit Me word is used so loosely. It ain't used just in those extreme cases you talk about. It's used as soon as a woman co-sign or say something or go against the female code. Like, your examples are valid, but those examples are not the ones that we see widespread on here when women scream pick me. You know
why? Because people can only argue extremes, right? Let me give you an example. Feminists, for the most part, they're not bad people. Like, the feminist movement was actually a good thing. Do men have an issue with feminists? No, we have an issue with radical feminists. It's not the feminist movement. Women don't have an issue with pick-me's. They have an issue with radical pick-me's. Every drug dealer don't carry a gun. Every drug dealer don't kill people and don't rob people, right? But when you think about drug dealers, those are not the people that you think about. There are some drug dealers that'll give you the shirt off their back, right? So what I'm saying is we got to stop arguing the minority and try to make them speak for the majority. Have I heard women agree with some bullshit that a man said? Hell yes, but that's not all of them. So I get exactly what you're trying to say, but that's not all these women. All of these women ain't just caping for the men. So I think that you got a lot of unsubmissive women and they don't know how to agree with a man. And so they're triggered when women agree with a man. And some women, they do take it too far. I'll give you that. But for the most part, I mean, it is what it is. And panderers and pick-me's are not the same thing. Because panderers allow women to basically get away with murder and they can't hold them accountable. Pick-me's are women who just know that female nature is full of shit. Some of y'all be doing straight bullshit and you know it.
Straight, man.
Y'all like to gloss over the double standards that y'all benefit from. Y'all ignore those, but y'all talk about the double standards that y'all don't benefit from. So we'll be here all day trying to argue extremes. But for the most part, pick me's ain't on no bullshit like that. Sometimes they do be with some sucker shit, but that's just because they really into the man that's actually saying it. Can't every man can't just say something about domestic violence and a pick me just go roll with it. She's really just attached to the messenger and not the message.
Yeah, I want that nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I get what she's trying to say. She tried it, but that's not all of them.
That is a lot of them, though. But and I'm not talking even in extreme cases. I'm talking about there are things that it's wrong is wrong, right is right, right? And not even on the extra extreme level. They make a lot of, they'll invalidate a woman's experience or a lot of times, well, my original version of what a pick me was is a woman that agrees with anything a man says, right? And she tries to one up another woman. A lot of women that are pick me's aren't being seen. They're not being seen at all. You know, that's how they have to do the extra. And I get it because I mean, who doesn't want somebody that's a good dude next to them at night? You know what I mean? Who, like, I personally feel like this. If I'm going to be a pick me, I'm going to be a pick me for a man that, like, I vet it, right? I'm not going to be a pick me for these men on this path. Some of these men act like serial killers. Like, you don't ever know some of these dudes' intentions. So just being mindful of, hey, sir, see me. I'm available, sir. Any dude and every dude, a lot of them, to me, they're ran through holes.
Jay, can you go get some dick? Shots at the men on this app? Go get some dick and come back.
So this is what I'm going to tell you. You need to watch your mouth because me and you are not the same. Like that's really vulgar. That's really vulgar and distasteful of a man of your stature at 36. That's what you say to somebody like me. I digress.
So we can't joke with each other no more. Now you're a saint.
No. We definitely can't joke with each other when you were sitting here trying to get a joke off on me to get a pat on the back from one of your slow homeboys that recently disrespected you. So no. Keep the same energy in this space. Thank you so much, content.
Well, I feel some tension going on here. You know.
Hey, Brian, did any of y'all catch the nigga that got arrested, bro? Tate was on with Brittany Renner for some interview.
Yeah. About that.
It was some good moments in there. But it reminds me of, when you made the statement, Jade, saying something about a ran through dude, right? It reminded me of one of the talking points they had, though. And that's kind of also why I jumped in the room, right? Because the oxymoron of sexually liberated women. And so, right, they were talking about, and I never actually even thought about this. This is one of the only, anyway, I gave him a point for that. But what he said was, right, is like a woman being promiscuous throughout history, right, has never been something celebrated. And then also, there's just like, there's not even really a short-term benefit to a woman being promiscuous, right? And so like the long-term benefit, you're like 30% less likely to get married if you've had more than 10 partners at a woman. There's like a whole bunch of wild stats that they pulled up. That shit was just crazy. But one of the things, right, that I thought was crazy though, that was just like, he was like, there's no way for a woman to be promiscuous and be knocking down, let's just call it tens for lack of a better word, right? She's not gonna be giving up the pussy to niggas who deserve her pussy 99% of the time. And on the flip side, right? Like, so as a guy, if you know, depending on, and not even depending on, but you know, I think guys do a really good job of assessing their market value. And so as a guy, right? Like, if I've said, you know, like if I feel like I'm a 10, I'm not touching nothing less than an 8. And, you know, everybody in my circle, if I show them the girl, is going to agree that this is an 8 at the very least. And so, like, with guys, there's just that, like, parity there where it's like, I can be as promiscuous as I want because I'm only knocking down 8s. Whereas, like, a woman, Peace. Good luck. Good luck. I mean, like, you see it even with, like, the Megatory thing, right? Like, this nigga's a millionaire, and she did not want to claim him, the body, right? Which I thought was just funny.
Yeah, because he's a short little midget dude with a bald spot.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in with our audio podcast. If you want, you can check out our Instagram. It's at @uhsab_podcast_. Also, on YouTube, we go live every Thursday at 8 p.m. You can watch that content as well. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Catch you later.